تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: أقيلوا ذوي المروءات عثراتهم، فما يعثر منهم عاثر إلا ويد الله بيده يرفعه.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Forgive the shortcomings of considerate people, because when they fall into error, Allah raises them up."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly universal because the statements and the actions and the behaviors of Imam Ali alayhi salam are still very much applicable to the present day. We find in one of Imam Ali alayhi salam's sermon, he was speaking about individuals who are in the action of the dispensation of justice among the people, but they are not fit for it. Meaning they are leaders in one form or the other, they are judges in one form or the other, they are in positions of power in one form or the other, but for some reasons, they are not fit for it. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about two major reasons why these individuals are not fit for being leaders or people in power or in the position of the dispensation of justice. One person was one who was devoted to their own self. They only cared about themselves. They were selfish. They were arrogant. They were conceited. Pretty much they only cared about their own benefit and their own loss. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said that this individual is one of the two people that are detested by Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam continues and he says that the other person who is detested by Allah and the other person whom is not fit for the dispensation of justice or to be in a position of power or to be in a position of leadership is he who has picked up ignorance. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that this individual who has picked up ignorance, he moves among the ignorant and is senseless in the thick of mischief and is blind to the advantages of peace. Those resembling men have named him a scholar, but they are not so. Very powerful statement. Of course, the two people that are detested by Allah, one who is devoted to their self and the other who has picked up ignorance. Now, ignorance can be a simple ignorance or a compound ignorance. A simple ignorance meaning that one just simply does not know. A compound ignorance is one that who does not know that they do not know. So this compound ignorance is something that is very difficult to tackle because you first have to explain the person that they don't know, and then that person has to realize what it is that they don't know. Whereas the first person, they simply know that they don't know, right? In both situations, this ignorance that has been picked up by an individual is something that is incredibly dangerous. This individual who is in a position of the dispensation of justice, he will move around among the ignorant rather than being among those that are knowledgeable. And even though they do not know it, but they are lost, dumb, and blind in the thick veil of mischief, and of course they are blind to the advantages of peace. And as a final point, it's interesting that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the people who call such an individual a scholar are in fact people who merely resemble men and human beings. In reality, they themselves are not even qualified to be called human beings. We must be very careful from this concept and this issue of ignorance when it comes to our dispensation of justice among the people. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And this is where we see that when it comes to the sense of adl and justice, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen was very well known, and it's not only among the men that we hear, even the women who were there, you know, supporting his cause, and later on they had this, you know, willingness to stand up in front of Muawiyah in a very threatening situation, but still remembering Ali and praising Ali. There are similar events like this. And it's very interesting that the Sunni scholars themselves have actually compiled a booklet, where the title in Arabic says that, you know, the women who went and confronted Muawiyah. There is one version of it which says the women who said La to Muawiyah. I mean, that was their attitude. And these, if you look at those stories, you will see most of them were from the Shi'i community of the time. One of them actually, when Muawiyah at the end listened to the whole story, he says, "What do you want?" And she says, "You know, these are the requests that I have, the list, what we want." And Muawiyah said, "I'll give you more than that. Will I be replaced with Ali in your heart then?" And she says, "No. You can give me whatever you want. And I'm sure if I had gone to Ali and asked for that, he would have said that no, because Ali would not give to anyone anything from Baytul Mal but that person has the right for it. You are just giving it because you want to please people. And so that is the difference between you and Ali. So don't ask me that, you know, by giving me things, I'm going to replace, you know, Ali with you in my heart. No, that is still something we cannot negotiate on that issue." And so this is the sense of adl that we see at that time, which also manifests when we look at this Christian writer that I mentioned yesterday, that he gives this title, صوت العدالة الإنسانية to Ali, the voice of human justice. This is amazing that there are so many personalities in the history of Islam. You know, he is not even a Shi'i, he is a Christian. But when he studies, he sees that this title, that someone becoming the voice of human justice, does not apply to anyone but Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.